on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter.
Good evening. It is Wednesday, the 12th of June, and you are here. Well, I am here. You are there. Wherever you are, tuning into Phoenix 98 FM for the very first broadcast of Wednesday Words and Music with me. You are joining me, noisy person, coffee enthusiast and author, Emma Marnes, for a little wander through some wonderful music and, of course, some wonderful books as well. This is my first solo show here at Phoenix, but I am being babysat this evening by the unflappable Joe Bailey, so I'm assured that nothing can go wrong here this evening. I'm going to kick things off now with a little bit of 90s pop with violins. Here's the cause. Joe, I can't find the play button.
The girl's a fool. She broke the rules. She hurt him hard. This time he will break down. Know all is lost. The system has broke down. Romance has broke down. This boy's cracking up. This boy's broken down. This boy's cracking up. This boy has broke down. She plays it hard, she plays it tough. That's enough love. in the old town. It's not the same, honey, with you not around. I've been spending my time in the old town. I sure miss you, honey, but you're not around. You're not around this old town.
Yeah.
Old Town by The Corrs from their 2005 album Home, if anyone wants to feel really old. It was originally a Thin Lizzy song, actually, followed by The Chicks with Long Time Gone. I love The Chicks. When I had my my penultimate tattoo done, the artist in question was a big fan, and she was playing their like Essential Dixie Chicks album, and you know, it's quite something, actually, to be having several characters from Alice in Wonderland tattooed down your ribs to the sound of three very angry southern women singing Not Ready to Be Nice. Oh, happy days. But anyway, I digress already. I have a very quick book news headline for you if you are a big book nerd like I am. I suppose you probably are, which is why you're listening, unless you're a blood relative of mine, in which case you're obligated to listen to just this one. Jacqueline Wilson, who, if you are a person in your 30s, as I am, or the parent of a person in their 30s, you might remember that she was, she still is to this day, like a prolific young adult novelist, and she wrote books like Double Act, about the twins, and there was, there were so many of these fantastic books, and there was a series called, there was the Girls series, Girls in Love, Girls in Tears, something like that, and they were incredibly successful, and they were great. I read them as a teenager, they were brilliant. And Jacqueline Wilson has announced in the last couple of weeks that she is publishing a brand new adult novel following on from the Girls series. So three friends, Magda, Nadine and Ellie, and we'll be catching up with them in their 30s now. And if you are my age, you read the books when you were 13 and you are now also in your 30s. So it's just wonderful, wonderful news. It's really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And I am going to be buying and reading that book, and I hope you will too. So, this is the part of the show where we will do a lovely, lovely book review. And this week, we're going to be reviewing Jessie Burton's 2015 debut novel, The Miniaturist. I chose this. It's, you know, obviously it's not new. It was 2015. I chose it because it was the first book that I read in 2024. And I'd owned it for about 8 years before bothering myself to actually read it. And then I was annoyed that I took that long because it was so good. So this is your sign. If The Miniaturist by Jessie Burton is on your bookshelf, delay no more. The time has come. Read the book. I'm not going to spoil it. I am instead, I'm going to read you the blurb just now so that we can orientate ourselves with the premise of this fine book. And then we'll have a song and then I have thoughts. So, The Miniaturist. On an autumn day in 1686, 18-year-old Nella Ortman knocks at the door of a grand house in the wealthiest quarter of Amsterdam. She has come from the country to begin a new life as the wife of illustrious merchant trader Johannes Brandt, but instead she is met by his sharp-tongued sister, Marin. Only later does Johannes appear and present her with an extraordinary wedding gift, a cabinet-sized replica of their home. It is to be furnished by an elusive miniaturist whose tiny creations mirror their real-life counterparts in unexpected ways. Nella is at first mystified by the closed world of the Brandt household, but as she uncovers its secrets, she realizes the escalating dangers that await them all. Does the miniaturist hold their fate in her hands? And will she be the key to their salvation or the architect of their downfall? Oh, are we intrigued? Yes, indeed. Yes, we are. Let's have a little song, and then we are going to talk all about it.
Just page the pages in my book of memories.
That was Yesterday's by Guns N' Roses. That is one of my very, very favourite Guns N' Roses songs. And that is a big statement, actually, because I love so many of them. Yesterday's was from Use Your Illusion 2. I chose it because we are now journeying back into the past. 1686 Amsterdam, if you were with us before, we were reviewing Jesse Burton's The Miniaturist. So the main thing I was really intrigued by with this book was that it was inspired by a real family in a real place. And the cabinet house that is the crux of the book is actually real as well. It's on display at the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. I have written a book, which I normally get into the conversation at least 4 or 5 times in 10 minutes. My book as well is also based on, you know, like real things. So I find that like reading as a writer very interesting, so I liked that. Apart from that, though, it's not really biographical in any way, so it's not a history lesson, so don't read it for that. But I think it's interesting to find out where writers' inspiration came from, and I thought that was fascinating that it's actually real and is there. So myself and lovely Joe, my babysitter for the evening, who I require greatly, we had a heated discussion some time ago, did we not, on this here radio station about skipping the prologue. And The Miniaturist begins with one of the finest, greatest prologues I've ever read. When you finish the book, go back and read the prologue again, and you'll realise even more just how incredible it is. When you read it the first time, it's beautifully written, it's brilliant. But when you read it the second time, having read the entire book, oh my goodness. That is not a prologue for skipping. If you go to my Instagram, Emma Marnes_author, or my Twitter, I'm not calling it X, sorry, I just can't bring myself, just at Emma Marnes, there are polls on there to let me know if you are a naughty prologue skipper or not. And hopefully this book will be the one to change your mind. Don't skip the prologue. It's brilliant. The writing itself, it's just beautiful. It's incredibly tense. It's incredibly frustrating in a way. You find yourself getting really frustrated with the characters, which I think is a good sign of great writing, if you can become, you have actual emotional responses to entirely fictitious things. Halfway through the book, I was already writing the Goodreads review in my mind and preparing to say that it was flawless. It was actually flawless. And then, lads, with Goodreads in mind, I did something really stupid. We're going to have some music, and I will tell you what it was that I did.
Oh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I.
Ain't
I hope you enjoyed our little trip back to the 60s there with Small Faces and the Beatles. This is so fun. I just get to inflict my favourite music on all of you, and there's nothing you can particularly do. Well, you could turn the radio off, I suppose. But apart from that, there's not much you can do about it. Love it. I'm a big fan of the Beatles, actually. If you've not been to the Beatles Museum in Liverpool, I highly recommend it. It is glorious. So anyway, back to Goodreads. I'm sure you're all on tenterhooks. Of course you are. The thing that I did wrong that I've never done before and I'll never do it again, I read other people's reviews before I'd finished the book, and it completely coloured my view of it. Suddenly I stopped reading this book that I was like, this is flawless, this is amazing, and went, oh yeah. And someone had made comments about the ending. They didn't ruin the ending, they just made a comment about the ending. And then again, I went, oh yeah. And I've always wondered now if I would have thought the same had I not gone and read what other people wrote. I am very impressionable for a grown adult of 33, I have to say. You can't tell me anything because I'll just like just absorb it. I mean, what do you think out there? Do you read reviews of books before you read them? Because it's not like buying a washing machine. You know, you've got to read those reviews. It's important. Do you do it? I just don't, because it kind of, like, and I'm not talking about the, you know, the little feedbacky bit that you get, you know, praise for on the inside cover where there's like a sentence from someone from The Guardian or whatever, like actual Goodreads in-depth reviews. Do you do it? Because I did, and I don't think I should have. Yeah, would love to know what you think. So Jessie Burton, in her infinite wisdom, has written other novels. She's also written a sequel to The Miniaturist recently. It came out in 2022. It's set 18 years later, but within the same family as The Miniaturist. It's called The House of Fortune. I will be reading that. I hope you give The Miniaturist a go because it is worth reading. And that concludes our little book review section. I hope you enjoyed that. If I'm just going to come back every week with a new book, obviously. But if there is a book you would like me to review or that you recommend that I read and then we'll review it, please do, you know, let me know. Contact the station, contact me on social media, and we'll do it. It would be lovely to connect with some fellow book nerds. So it looks like I put the thing on the wrong thing and the song has been playing for some time, so I can figure this out because I am an independent woman. Mustangs have it. Guess you better slow up.
for just a few moments. What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I wanna see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away. Oh, I need you so.
The Commitments is probably my favourite film of all time, closely followed by National Lampoon's Animal House. I know they're quite different, but I do love them both. Actually, Joe and I were just talking. For those that have seen The Commitments, first of all, that film is as old as I am. It came out in 1991, which was the year I was born. and I just think it's one of the greatest films ever. But if you've seen it, or you, even if you have not seen it, but you know the music, that first one there that we played, Mustang Sally, the singer of that song on the soundtrack and in the film, Andrew Strong was his name, or is his name, he's still alive. He was 16 when he made that film. So that voice you heard singing Mustang Sally just then, that was a 16-year-old. It's unbelievable. Some people are just blessed with the most, like, amazing, oh, just the most amazing talent. Isn't it incredible? But seeing as this is a book show, not a film one, did you also know that The Commitments was based on a book as well? Roddy Doyle, one of my favourite writers, he wrote what was a trilogy initially, The Commitments, The Snapper and The Van, which was all about the rabbit family. Just to be clear, for those not seen it, they're not a family of rabbits. I didn't particularly think of rabbit as an Irish surname, but two B's, two T's and an E at the end. they are so funny. They are absolutely timeless, brilliant, hysterically funny books. But he then wrote a fourth to make it a tetralogy. Is that the right word? Like the Greeks, I suppose, which is called The Guts, which is set so many years later, in which Jimmy Rabbit Jr., who is like the star of the Commitments, is now 47, married with four kids and battling the trials of middle age. It's beautiful. I'm actually reading that at the moment, so we will perhaps cover that one quite soon. They're just iconic. They are brilliant. Roddy Doyle writes in like verbatim Dublin dialect, and some people find that really hard to read. But if you can get past it, I just honestly, I think the works of Roddy Doyle are some of the best things about literally being alive. I just love them. Normally at this point in the show, we'd have a guest. But as it's my first show, we thought me being babysat by Joe was plenty without me also trying to babysit someone else. But I am really excited in the coming weeks, because we're going to be sitting down with novelist Rose Cleary. She wrote a wonderful novel called How to Be a French Girl, which is available in all good bookshops. She's from Southend, and I met her at an author event we did together back in October last year. So she's going to be brilliant. I'm really looking forward to having her. We're also having on the show audiobook narrator and actress Erin Connolly, who you probably haven't heard of because she's just at the beginning of her career, but she is marvellous, and she's just scored her first audiobook recording contract. So we're going to be talking to her. Did you know June is Audiobook Appreciation Month? I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is. So that's lovely. And we'll also have this. This is very exciting. If you are local to Brentwood, which I guess most of you probably are listening to a Brentwood based radio show, although I know some of you are listening online from abroad. Hello. Do come to Brentwood for a holiday. It's gorgeous. Children's bookshop owner Natasha Radford, who knows the Chicken and Frog bookshop in Brentwood. She's going to come on and talk all about the wonderful work that she does. It's not just a bookshop, it's an education centre for young people. It's absolutely wonderful. So in the absence of friends, we're going to have just a few more songs, and we're going to kick things off with the beautiful Jamie Cullum, All at Sea.
I'm all at sea where no one can bother me or guard my roots, if only for a day, just me and my thoughts, sailing far away like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on you could spend some time with me if you want to. I drink on my own. I don't speak to nobody. I gave away my phone. Like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. To all at sea.
Now I need you more than ever. I need you more than ever now.
You don't need. But sometimes don't you just crave to disappear within your mind? You never know what you might find. So come and spend some time with me. We will spend it all at sea. Like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on, you could spend some time with me if you want to. Oh, let's see.
Shorn, beat down on bonehead back, so far from home where the ocean stood, down dust and pine cone tracks. We slept like dogs down by the fireside, awoke to the fog where all around us the boom of summertime. Steady as the stars in the woods, so happy hearted in the warmth, ring true inside these bones as the old pine fell we sang. Just to bless the morning. Coats and in sleeping bags, I come to know the friends around you, a role he'll always have. Smoke in my lungs, or the echoed stone, careless and young, free as the birds that fly with weightless souls. We stood steady as the stars in the woods, so happy hearted in the warmth, rang true inside these bones. We stood steady as the stars in the woods, so happy hearted in the warmth, rang true inside these bones. I felt we sang. Just to bless the morning.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I will stroll the merry way and jump the hedges first. And I will drink the clear, clean water just to quench my thirst. And I will watch the ferry boats and they'll get high on a bluer ocean. Tomorrow's sky. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. And I will never ever grow so old again. Oh, 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 sweet thing, my sweet thing. Sweet, sweet thing. And I will drive my chariot down your streets and cry, hey, it's me, I'm dynamite, and I don't know why. And you shall take me strongly in your arms again. Even felt the pain. And I will walk and talk in gardens all misty and wet with rain. And I will never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever grow so old again. Oh, 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 sweet thing, sweet thing. Sweet thing.
Wasn't that nice? We had All at Sea by Jamie Cullum from his 2003 album 20 Something. I loved that album. Old Pine from Ben Howard's first album, followed by that gorgeous cover of Van Morrison's song Sweet Thing by Canadian singer Emily Claire Barlow. I love her. I actually found her on YouTube. Someone, like a YouTuber, was using her music and I found her that way, and then I bought every album. She sings in three languages, actually, would you believe? English, French and Spanish. Good for her. Some of us struggle with singing in English, but less said. Well, would you believe, friends, that brings us to the end of the very first broadcast of Wednesday Words and Music. It's been an absolute joy and privilege to spend this lovely time with you this evening. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all of you. Unfortunately, though, I have been one listener short this evening. My dad, who was my biggest fan and so looking forward to me starting this show, he passed away nearly a month ago now. I can't believe it. On the 17th of May. He loved music, and it's because of him that I rather like it so much too. So a little segment we're going to have at the end. Our final song each Wednesday, we're going to dedicate to a missing listener, whether that's one of mine or one of yours. Hopefully after today, we'll have one of yours. If you know, please write to me on my social medias at Emma Marnes on Twitter, at Emma Marnes _ author on Instagram, or email the show or get in touch with the show if there's a song you'd like to be played for a missing listener of your own. It doesn't have to be morbid. They don't have to be dead. Perhaps they've like rudely moved abroad for work for a better life or something like that. If anyone wants to write in and dedicate Viola Wills' Get Along Without You Now to an ex, I will be super, super proud of you. Bonus points if he's one of mine as well. But I'm going to take this one for my dad. This is Pink Floyd. Take It Back. This one's for you, Dad. Speak to you all next week.